This is the Composer's Datebook for July 31st. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1838, at the New York Philharmonic's summertime concert home at Lewisohn Stadium, a 24-year-old American composer named Morton Gould conducted the first performance of his new piece, American Symphonette No. 2. The new piece was in three movements, the second of which, titled Pavane, proved especially popular. It fused elements of jazz and swing time with the form of the old-fashioned courtly dance made famous by Maurice Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. In the published score, Gould spelled Pavane with two N's. As he said, at the time I wrote the piece, Pavane was not a well-known word. Those who knew their Ravel could spell it and say it right, but the people who knew only mine had difficulty in pronouncing the title, so I decided to use two N's to give at least some idea of what the phonetic sounds were. For many decades, Morton Gould was much in demand as a conductor and arranger, but writing original music was what he loved best. "Composing is my lifeblood," he claimed. "That is basically me. And although I have done many things in my life, conducting, arranging, playing piano, and so on, what is fundamental is my being a composer." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.